Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
I honestly grow insecure as I get older. Cause even when you hot, there comes a day when you get colder. Comes a day when you slower. Time is taking its toll. 45 on the back of the jersey upon your soul. I'm scared of letting go. I don't know what the future holds. My nightmares are having nightmares. I'm quite scared of what's right and fair. How I fare in eternity. Will I hear well done when he turned to me? Will I hear you care too much about all this stuff that really don't matter? You chase the wind and you want it. Got to the top of a 2-foot ladder. What's after? I can capture all this mess. My heart was after. Will I end up empty-handed when I stand before my master? Did I master the mathematics of a passive disaster? Adding my selfish ambition, all the while subtracting what matters.
Ain't no nights I can't sleep. Will I fall?
Scuffing up my zapatos, scared of losing my hide. I was so embarrassed inside. If I could go back in time, I would stand and say something like, I ain't never scared, never scared, never scared. I'm lying, I'm scared of these thoughts in my head. I'm scared of possibly pushing people right over the ledge. When I say I pledge allegiance to the struggle, then I turn around and buckle under stress and under pressure. Fly below my dresser, that could teach my pain a lesson, but I'd rather not address it. Address is in depression. I'm scared if I confess it, that you gon' look at me like I'm something less, and I'm such a mess.
Celui qui a peur d'admettre ses craintes est celui qui ne pourra pas les surmonter. On trouve la liberté dans la confession et la liberté dans la reconnaissance.
And it just so happens I'm wrestling with my status. I'm trying to see me like he do, not focusing on his madness. They count me out on the counter, they fear and doubt. Keep a count of my wrongs, trying to keep me inside their house. Some just keep me around, gotta wonder what that's about. Yeah, they want to be politically correct, I suppose. But I'm comfortable in my skin while they just pretending they close. I'm scared of falling and failing in front of all of my foes. And I feel some friends are unfaithful, so I keep my small circle closed. I don't want no handouts or favors, no function, no favors. I'ma tell that truth till it kill me, and I'm chilling with my creator. Jesus, 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 Jesus to all of my haters. For the ones who think I forgot them and the ones who won't let me say it, I ain't getting no more.
その先に自由は存在し、恐怖は解き放たれる。
Person. My soul says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there's more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher. There is more that I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. And I'm calling you out of your dry place. I'm calling you out of your dry place. Say it. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. 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 I'm calling you. I predestined you before the world began to do my will. To do my will.
Something. Let's begin. Come on, party people. Let's hear some noise. Something like that. I don't know. That'd have been good right there. No, wouldn't that have been perfect right there? Yeah, DT, we're getting busy. Whoop, there it is. That would have been perfect. You said all in your hookup. That would have been perfect. Welcome, ladies and gents. Welcome to another live edition of Live with Dr. D. I guess Monday morning. Dr. D, my main man, Rook City. I guess I can say, I guess you don't mind saying, both just a little under the weather. But I guess not firing on all cylinders, but God is still good. And just tapping in and say, waiting on the turnaround. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thanks for those of you that's listening already, those that's on the switchboard, and those who maybe listening via the internet or desktop. We thank you for tuning in on this is what normally is our Make It Funny Monday, but we're going to do a little bit more of that tomorrow. I named this show, and I didn't get a chance to promote it, Rook, as you know, before we went live, because we were about 3 minutes before. We almost didn't have a show today. I mean, let's just be honest. Dr. D was not feeling it at all, but the main man, Rook City, said, no, we have an obligation. An obligation. Now he quiet. Praise the Lord. And that's how it is. That's how Booger is. You know, a group of y'all want to fight, and this Booger always doing all this. Yeah, man, take him. Let's do it. We can take him. And then when it's time to knuckle up, you know, fade into the background. That's all right, though. That's what it is.
My hand hurt.
Yes, mine does, too. So I guess I have to formally say, good morning, Rook. How are you?
Doc, I'm here.
I noticed that he wouldn't speak until I formally spoke to him. You know.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna do your whole little field and then, you know, introducing. I'm like, I'm waiting. I just wait my. He doing all that talking. Am I gonna? He gonna bring me on to that? Okay.
Well, when I say Rook City, that's your cue.
Okay.
Well, I've been doing this now for a couple of years. You know.
You know, sometimes I get these types of introductions, so I'll be waiting on them, you know.
Well, when you get those, you should be like, oh, that's so nice of him, you know. I shouldn't have a Steve Harvey you every day, you know. Come to the stage, you know, all the way from Black Bottom, USA, where freckles and polka dots run rampant.
Oh.
Straight out of Chesterfield, like that, polka dots and freckles like that. Straight out of Chesterfield, Michigan. By way of the west side of Detroit, put your hand together for the one and only Ricky Rook City.
Yeah. And you both had a clapping and the applause going on because you control all that, you know. And then you do the show.
Okay.
That's just going forward. That'd be cool going forward. Since my name can't be on none of the flyers and stuff, you know, that'd be cool. That'd be cool.
But your voice is on the air. Well, Rook, because this is going on a lot longer than it needs to, I rebranded today's show as We Made It Monday. We Made It Monday, as opposed to Make It Funny Monday. We Made It Monday. And, you know, Mondays is the holiday, work day, blessed day for people. And so some folk are just a little late coming on and stuff. But Monday is going to be the day we testify to the goodness of the Lord. I don't know why I said it like that. Goodness of the Lord. And just what you kind of come through and come over the past week and, you know. And I'm claiming victory even now. Even now. I tried my best to preach yesterday morning. I did. I tried my level best to be utilized and used by the Holy Spirit. And it is sometimes difficult preaching in front of some of God's greatest preachers and God's best people because you really got to say something for them to say something. And not for them to say something back just for an audible response, but is the belief is if they audible, they got it. And I preach from the subject, man, I got problems too. And the appeal as I reflected on yesterday's service as a whole, even the songs that the praise team rendered, the appeal was for understanding one to another, and the fact that, man, everybody has some troubles sometimes. You get what I'm saying? We all go through something. And that's something we're going through. Ain't got to be a prison experience. Ain't got to be bottom of the pit experience. Ain't got to be handcuffed and shackled to the devil experience. But there's some things that we go through. We're waiting on the Lord to finish and waiting on the Lord to qualify, justify, and all of that stuff. And so that's why I said I made it Monday. And I'm processing like you, not feeling the best at all. And nobody gives you really much sympathy when you don't feel good. You ever notice that? When you're down or whatever, folks just don't expect you to be down. They kind of want you to still perform at the same level that they're used to. But I made it past my mindset. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I made it past my mindset. Here's some churchy quotes for you. I realized that my current situation ain't my destination. I'm glad that I ain't what I look. I'm glad I don't look like what I'm going through. You know, there's some stuff, you know, some sound bite stuff, you know. But I tell you, I'm in that place where the scripture says that many are the afflictions of the righteous. Good God, yeah, I felt that in my shadow. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. We got to get hit with some snow, some snares, and some toils and on our way to the kingdom. And so I made it past my mindset. I'm glad about that. I'm not going to do the whole anybody out there in radio land ever want to throw in the towel. I said that yesterday, though. I remember saying that yesterday. You know, but God, tell you never, but God what? God caught my hand before the towel left it, and he kept me in the fight. Praise the Lord. I heard a ding, ding, ding. It wasn't the end of the match, but the end of that round. I got to sit down for a minute, catch my breath. Praise God.
Doc, I just sit like this, Doc. The way I see it, it's like I was sitting, I reflect. It's like God don't make bad days. Everything he made day, it was always good. Everything was good. Never hear him say about making no bad days. So when you look at it, you say you're having a bad day. You got to look at it and flip it and say, I'm not having a bad day because this is the day the Lord has made. He ain't make no bad days. It might not be enjoyable, but it ain't bad. So I was sitting
there, I go along with that.
I'm having a heck of a day. And if I went on the radio, it wouldn't have been a heck of a day. It would have been another word. But, you know, I'm like, man, through it all, you know what I'm saying? Through it all.
Yes, all right. I know this. All right. Mm-hmm. That's what I pray to me. Loud without the deep. Oops, shouldn't it? Huh?
You know how you just be feeling like you're getting whooped and you're getting beat down. But at the end of the day, you got somebody to rub your bruises.
Yeah, if you got a rubber, yeah. Sometimes I gotta sit there, man. Let them bruises breathe. No bandages, just open and exposed because those wounds need some air. Yeah.
And guess what? While I was doing that, Doc, it hurts. But it's a healing process.
The healing process. Yes, sir. And that's why I'm testifying that I made it past my mindset. Because we got a saying at NMC, and that saying is that we make suffering look good, you know, because you really can tell often from the outward appearance of what that person is going through. As a matter of fact, looking at the outward appearance, you would just assume that everything was well. And in its place, all things are well. But that does not in itself necessarily mean that there's an absence of adversity, you know, or trial or strife, you know. That does not necessarily mean in itself.
But y'all make a well. You fool everybody.
You know what, Doc? It's not even makeup, Doc. It's just... I think it's really the anointing of the Holy Spirit, which is ultimately what it is. But it's not about putting on. Now, here's the thing. I say it's not makeup because if you ask the person, they'll tell you. You know, I'm going through this right now. I'm waiting on the Lord to do that. You know, that if you ask, they'll tell you. But just on sight, you couldn't see it. You know, and that's a blessing. Now, I would be concerned if we were back in a place where we were just living a lie. You got the makeup on and wearing the mask and all of that. You know, I don't have to project the thing. I don't have to project you. Oh, everything's good. You know, I got all the gas in my car I need. You know, I don't need an oil change. Matter of fact, I do need an oil change. You get what I'm saying? And so it's a difference in between and trying to project a lie to people and as opposed to people looking at you and you don't look dusty, wounded, and dirty. You know, and that has nothing to do necessarily with the clothes you got on. But our spirit, you know, goes before us. People see that and they discern that. And so we invite you to call in with your testimonies, what you made it over, what you made it through, 516-387-1299, 516-387-1299. It is Rook City. It is Dr. D. We just want to encourage one another on today and play a little bit of music to help along the way. We did play Yes. That was an extended version of the song, Yes.
Yes, it was.
I did not know the price of my yes. Glory be to God. Nothing. All right. Terrible.
You got total control like a pup.
Didn't mean to play that song. Didn't mean to play that song either.
Even though.
Didn't mean to play that song either.
He paid it all.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kim Burrell.
From the same hood,
beautiful feet back live in the studio, live with Dr. D, Rook City, on this. Glad we made it Monday, here on BlogTalkRadio.com, and just reflecting on doing that song, Rookie, and just really getting some encouragement through text messages from Chief Intercessor Lover, the pieces, thank God for her. I was thinking about a topic, and here's the thing, it's going to surprise you because you submitted a topic that you want to discuss, and today will be the day to do it, I guess. We could play music out, so we could turn it into a version of Rook City Radio. We could do that and just play some song. I got some more music. I got plenty of music. But I'm going to throw this out there. 516-387-1299, 516-387-1299. Some of you may have saw this on Instagram. There's a meme on Instagram. This is crazy. It's almost what we're talking about here on Faith Fellowship, or should I say Faith Fellowship, I remember that, on a Real Talk, Live with Dr. D. Man. Here it is. Here's your scenario. You know, I should have you said because you weren't brought it up. My voice to it just makes it even more wrong. Here's the scenario. Your significant other calls you collect from jail asking you to bail him out or him or her out because their side piece got them arrested because they wouldn't shoot a side piece over you. Do you go and get them out of jail? Your significant other, your husband, your wife, your boo, called you collect from jail, asked you to come and bail them out because their side piece got them arrested for not choosing them over you. Do you go get them out? 516-387-1299 is the call in number. I'm going to say the scenario again. It bears repeating. Let me jazz it up a little bit, Rookie. You're sitting at home, minding your own business, relaxing. The phone rings. There's a collect call from your significant other, your wife, husband, or should I say your spouse, or someone you're in a relationship with. Your significant other tells you, I need you to come bail me out of jail. Your question is, what happened? Why are you locked up? Well, I have a side piece. I was dating somebody on the side, and there's somebody on the side, and somebody on the side. And they got mad at me and had me arrested because I would not choose them and leave you. Do you go and bail them out? This is a Rook City scenario, and I don't know why you're playing quiet.
Oh wow!
You know,
but you just gonna put it out there on me.
You said it. It was your idea. So don't we trying to get quiet and throw a rock and hide your hand out, buddy. 516-387-1299. This is a look. I don't know if we made it or not with this one, but 516-387-1299. What do you do? What do you now? We know you save, sanctify, and fill the Holy Ghost. And we know fornication is a sin, and we all understand all that. Let's take the topic for what it is. Amen? Let's take the topic for what it is. You're at home chilling, minding your business with your kids, with your family, by yourself, doing you. The phone rings. It's your significant other, your spouse, or your relationship mate. They call you. I need you, baby, to come get me out of jail. Your response is, what happened? They says, well, I was cheating on you. And my boo, my side piece, got me arrested because I wouldn't choose them and leave you. Do you go bail them out of jail? 516-387-1299. Rook, do you go bail them out or do you let them sit in the clink?
They're going to sit in the cleaner, Doc. They're going to sit. Because if you wasn't in that position to start with, you wouldn't be in that position you're in now.
Okay. I expected a different answer from you, but okay.
It's like, hey, Doc. All right. Hey, Doc. They say all things done in the dark are come to light, Doc. That was his way of getting brought to the light.
It is written, sir. It is written. Going to Detroit, 3792, KLQ, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, Kel.
Hey, Rip. That's good.
Do your boo sit in the jail for choosing you, or do you go get him out?
Honestly, if I had it, I would go get him out.
If you had it, you go get him out. Would you borrow it to go get him
out? I would. That's a little bit much. I may borrow it, yeah. Because there's some things that I want to say to you that the police can't save you from. I need to know how you ended up in there in the first place. So, yeah, you're going to have to deal with me now. I'm coming to get you.
Well, they say, you know, I'm in jail because my side piece had me locked up because I didn't choose them over you.
I know, see. But see, what were you doing with the side piece in the first place? Where did this side piece come from? It's like, so now this is my first time finding out about a side piece. You in jail. Oh, no.
Yep.
You got to come home.
Okay,
you got to come home.
So you're saying go get him so the real punishment can begin.
Yes. I'm sorry. It may not be right, but amen.
I thought Rooker's going to jump in and say something. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, I'm like, probably ready to try to meet. And I'm like, wow.
Like you said something?
I didn't think about it. Leave me locked up. Don't come get me. I'd rather deal with you.
All right. 516, thanks, Kel.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you. 516-387-1299. You at home chilling, minding your business. The phone rings. It's your significant other, your spouse, or your relationship mate. And they say, come get me out of jail. You ask the question, why? Well, my side piece got mad because I wouldn't choose them over you and had me locked up. You go get them out. We're going back to Detroit, 3865, B.L. Hutz. Good morning, sir. Do you go get them or do you leave them in there?
Good morning, Dr. D. Rook City. First of all, I want to say, what's going on? I got to say, I ain't do nothing, Miss Kelly Q.
I wasn't even going to put that together on the air, but since you did,
Second thing is I would have to leave him in there for about at least 30 days.
Wow.
And then I go,
hey,
go get him out. They had to suffer. But I come visit, though. We'd talk at the visits. Then I just shake my head like, well, if you had just chose me in the first place, you wouldn't be in here.
Instead,
so you would leave. So, go ahead, Rook.
30 days?
30
you
days.
No, that, man. 30 days? Nah, I ain't going to want you no more.
Well, they didn't want me in the first place. They didn't choose me. I mean,
chose
to not choose me. When they found out they couldn't have cake and eat it, too. You just got to be satisfied with cake.
Okay.
No ice cream.
All right. No ice cream. All right. So we got two for leave them, one for get them. So, KLQ, the only lady that called in said she's going to go get them so she can make the punishment happen at the house. The brothers are saying leave them in there. What's your response? What side do you take? 516-387-1299. This is Loud Dr. D, Rook City. Thanks, BL. Appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir.
What's the scenario? The scenario, again, is you get a phone call from your significant other, your spouse, your boo, and they tell you they're in jail. They need you to come and get them out the clink. You ask why. They said because the side piece got them hooked up, got them arrested, got them locked down. Because they didn't choose the side piece over you. Do you go get them out of jail? Do you bail them out? Or do you leave them in? That's the question. Okay. Caller to jump around here. Let's see here. All right. All right. Going back to this. Going back again. BL.
I'm live. Hello.
You're live. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. My phone was muted. Sorry. I do, real quick, if I could take a liberty, Dr. D, I just wanted to send a birthday shout-out to my love, my wife, that I wouldn't choose nobody else, and I wouldn't choose nobody else. Miss Kelly Q, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Is Kelly Q's birthday?
Yep.
Oh, man, I didn't know that. We would have said that if we knew that.
Kelly Q, today your birthday.
Yes.
Did you just have a birthday a year ago?
Yes, sir. Yes, I did. I'm getting up there. Slowly.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank
you. Happy birthday.
Me.
Happy birthday to you. Okay. And that's all you're getting. Praise the Lord. Amen. Happy birthday.
Man.
Happy birthday. So wait a minute. Hold on. So we have a rare opportunity here. So Bill, you will leave Kel in the jail.
For 30 days.
30 days. And so Kel, how do you feel about that?
You know, I think that's a bit much. You know, that's a long time to leave me in prison. You know, but it's okay. He's still coming out that day. He ain't no time away for him. It ain't happening.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
So
30 days is to keep me away from jail.
Okay. 30 days to calm down.
Yeah. Okay. But I wouldn't leave though because it's cheaper to keep.
Wow. That's the only reason you would keep it because it's cheaper.
You heard it.
Stirring the pot.
Stuff I deal with. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Good morning, Betty Davenport. You're on the air.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Thank
Linda.
You. Thank you, Linda.
Okay. I would have to agree with Pastor Hudson. I don't think I can keep my spouse in there for 30 days. And then depending on if he has warrants or not, I wouldn't want him to get bounced.
Warrants?
You know, all around. So I guess, you know, depending on if my spouse has warrants, I think I'll try to hurry up and get them. But if not, you know, at least a week.
A week?
Because it's going to take.
You get a week.
It's going to take me that long to get the thoughts out of my head from wanting to do what I really want to do. So, I'm just saying.
Okay. I don't think I should be the one to respond to anybody that's going to jump in there.
30 days to a week.
I already got my. Say again.
You drop them 30 days to a week. It is. I guess you better hope you got the warrant.
Warrants. Wow. Let me say this. Let me say this. If my spouse, okay, was in this situation and I got a phone call saying basically I'm in jail because I chose you over my side piece, I would tell my spouse plainly you made the wrong choice. I ain't coming to get you. At all. At all. I'm not going down to jail because I might got some warrants. I don't know. They might try to get me. I ain't going down there for that nonsense. That's just me. That's just disrespectful. My thing is, where your girls at? You ain't got no sisters. You know, where your sisters? Why you calling me?
Mm-hmm.
I was dipping out on you. But I wasn't your spouse. You were dipping out. You got a side piece. This ain't no random hookup. This is a regular rendezvous. No. You ain't King David. What my papa said, you got all them wives and all them sweethearts too? No. That is my opinion. I don't know how you feel about LT, but you in the jail.
Meet me in 30 days. Will you ever change your heart?
No. They have, she have to go to court. By the time I see her, she have one of them orange jumpsuits on, and she barely gets to borrow that little tin cup. Have that down on her head, smoking 12-pack cigarettes a day. You know, got my hard times. I ain't going through all that stuff.
Some hard times.
Hard times.
I can see that.
Terry, you got anything else?
No, I don't. I don't have anything else.
Does it surprise you that I would leave you in jail?
No.
Why don't it surprise you?
It doesn't because, I mean, it's about loyalty, and, you know, I know your views on treatment situations and everything like that, and, I mean, if I cheated, you know, that's, I don't, you know, you wouldn't come and get me.
That was about the nicest word in the world anybody's ever said, because I know you mess up like that. That was so nice. You picked the word very carefully, very carefully. That's a good spouse. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Hey. Well, Rook, I don't know, Doc. If you just joined the show, or some of you did just join the show, you can hit the number one on your keypad to come live to give your opinion on the topic that Rook City has brought to the show. And the situation is this. If you're sitting at home or you get a phone call from your significant other, your spouse, and they tell you that they're in jail, you ask, why are you in jail? And they tell you they're in jail because they had a side piece who wanted you to leave your spouse for the side piece. And he refused, so they had you arrested. Would you go bail him out of jail? Would you go bail your wife, your husband out of jail, your boo out of jail, for choosing you over their side piece when confronted? 516-387-1299. We've got about 5 minutes left on the show. We're riding with the birthday girl, Kelly Q. LT from the D just checked in, and I think BL Smooth is still with us as well. BL Smooth, are you there? No, we lost him. Okay, well. And Kelly's celebrating her 17th birthday today. Praise the Lord. She'll be in school somewhere. Mm-hmm. Help me hold up. Amen. Rook, I was going to say 15th birthday, but she was so good to us that we won't be nice. Rook, are you still there?
Yes, Doc, I'm still here, Doc. Doc,
this show's
out of
control.
I'm surprised the passes we're getting, though, Doc. I didn't really think that people would leave their spouse in jail.
Really?
Yeah, I really thought, you know, they'd come get them out, especially husbands and wives.
Man, no.
He said 30 days, man. I'm like, what you going to serve her papers in jail? I'm like, what?
No.
I guess the fact he told you at the end of the day really don't matter. Like, you know what? I tried this. I didn't like it, so I'm staying at home. What? You had a, you know, I'm like, wow.
I think Kel did a good 30 days. I'm not going down there. And don't let it happen when I got some money, because the kid's going to find themselves a babysitter, and I'm going out of town. The kid, you're not. I ain't going out to look for nothing to do wrong, but on the same token, no. That's bill money.
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm-mm.
I can understand.
What did BL say? It's cheaper to keep them. You get caught cheating.
When they got out, Doc, after all this, since you ain't bail them out, would it still be a relationship or would it be over with?
You asking me?
Yeah.
That's a question.
You left him in jail.
You know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. I just had a similar conversation the other day, and I'm gonna say it live on the air. I can't tell you that I would divorce. Maybe I shouldn't say that while she's listening, because then, I've been when I got married. I got married by choice. You know, I chose my spouse, and she chose me. And I was well aware of some of the issues we would have going in. My eyes are open. And I think that would be too easy. Now, will it have some consequences? Sure. Will intimacy die? Probably. You know, maybe not look at her the same way again? That's definitely a possibility. But I can't tell you right now that it would just be over because of that. I don't know. It depends on a lot of things. Now, I will say this, though. I will say this. Now, I'm not trying to take all the time. I will say this. Just because, Kelly, I can say that I can't say I would divorce. I can say that I would not stay married for appearance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being a pastor or whatever, you know, or you got a church. That don't mean nothing to me. My church ain't at home with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I can't say, well, you make it look bad. Fine. Fine. Whatever's going to be, going to be. But I couldn't say I would stay married just for appearances either. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. That's living a lie. You can't live a lie and preach the truth. Good God. That's quotable right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's good.
What about
I like
you?
That.
What about you, Rook? And I'm going to ask Kel. I'm going to ask the same question. Would it just be over?
Doc, if I told leave him in jail, yeah, it's over, Doc.
Hmm?
Like, it took for you to get locked up for me to even find out that you cheating on me. So per se, you didn't get locked up. You just continued to cheat on me, and I wouldn't know what's going on. I just thought it was all good, and you out here having your cake and eating it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So because you got caught up, everything came to light, and now I'm supposed to stick with you?
Yeah.
Well, Kelly, before you answer, let me throw it in. Kelly, you can respond to this. And I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rook. I missed that one. Go ahead. Sorry.
You chose me, but you didn't choose me. You know, you chose me, but you didn't choose me. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like, you shouldn't have had options.
Well, they chose you. Just chose you and somebody else, too. That's the reality of it.
You got in trouble choosing me at the end.
Wow.
So let me ask this question based on what you said, Rook. Let's say that you were cheated on by your spouse, and you didn't find out on your own. They told you. Would it make a difference? You didn't go through Facebook or through the phone or anything like that and find out on your own. They came to you one day and said, I got something to tell you. For the last few months or whatever, I've been seeing such and such and such and such. Would that make a difference?
Make a difference in what?
How you respond to them. Would, you know, Would you be more willing to forgive them? Or do you think that it would just still be over?
Oh, it'd be over, Doc.
No matter they find out whether they told you, you still wouldn't.
Yeah, it's pretty much all the same. Okay, yeah, you got the boss. I mean, the stuff to come tell me, but at the end of the day, I trusted you, man. I can't sit here and keep being somebody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't. Because now I don't know when I can trust you. So now I'm sitting here wrecking my brain, wondering every day, what is you doing? Are you really shopping? It don't take this long to go to Meijer's. Are you really? No.
Wow.
I can't,
tell
you know,
you never
have no peace of mind.
I do. I agree to a certain extent with what Rick just said. I think that when you're married, I guess, as opposed to dating, it's easier for me. Like, honestly, it's like divorce is not an option. If you're showing me that you don't want to be with me, then, you know, we need to talk. We need some kind of counseling or something, because I need to understand, you know, what's going on. You're not going to continuously hurt me over and over and over again. But sometimes you make mistakes in marriage, and sometimes it takes just that one time. So, I mean, I don't know.
BL, you're live.
Well, we got Reverend Daddy on the phone.
This is Reverend Daddy.
Oh, okay. Reverend Daddy.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad.
Call me from jail, saying she made a choice between me and her side kid. I would find out who her sidekick is. Tell him to come by the house, pick up her clothes, because she made a mistake. She didn't mean to. So please come get her clothes. And you need to help bail her out? I'll help you bail her out. But take her clothes to her, her little watches and her little rings, or everything she got in this house. And you, if you can, pick up my house key, or I'm going to change the lock. And you and her have a happy time. I know women make mistakes, but truly, that's a big one, and you got to live with it. That's all I got to say.
Bada boom, bada bing. The beautiful thing. All right, I hear that. That's being done. Just being done. That is a big mistake. That is true. We don't want to minimize that. All right. Thank you, Reverend Daddy. Appreciate you. Really do. Calling in, listening. Rook, I guess your topic did better than I thought it was going to do.
Like I said, when you said it, Doc, it was our topic. Because you had to agree to it.
No.
It was our topic.
Yeah, well, don't try to put me in there, too. Blame me. But, listen, thanks for all the participation in the show. That is the end of our show. Thank you for supporting and listening. Rook, at that time, do what you do.
Well, everybody, I appreciate everybody calling in. I enjoyed the show. You can catch me and Dr. D live with Dr. D tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Until then, everybody be safe and be blessed. I'm out.
With that being said, Godspeed is our prayer.